I have heard about Daniel Bourdanais many years ago, and we prayed for him when he first started his job, and I saw his picture. And then today I met him, and the first thing that impressed me about him was not that he has for 20 years served Francophone Africa, and that he is a godly man, and that he's very, very tall, but the joy of God that emanates from him. And when he greeted me, I just thought, I can tell the joy of Jesus in my brother Daniel. And now, he is the General Secretary of IFES. And you may ask, what is IFES and what does the General Secretary do? Well, there's two things that will help you with that. First, when you came in, there was a bookmark on your seat that the little IFES elves left there for you. Before that, when you first checked in, you got your handy-dandy goodie bag. Let's see what's in that handy-dandy goodie bag. Let's see. There's some snacks here. Oh, no, that's empty. Ah, I found what I'm looking for. Okay. Actually, I need assistance right now. Frederick, please come up here. Yeah, fold that out. There's a map in there. See that map? That is a map of the world, yes, very observant. And there's different colors, right? So Danielle served this purple part, which, by the way, is my favorite color, for many, many years, Francophone Africa. And now all these different areas are 11 regions of the IFES, the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students. Just like we have InterVarsity in Canada and InterVarsity in the USA, we have InterVarsity groups under different names in 154 countries. Yes. And we are all committed to each other as sister movements. And so at the bottom of your map, if you pull that out later on, if you find that in your room, there are all the sister movements, all the movements in the 154 countries, they're listed there. So check whether your country is among them. I bet it is. And so as a general secretary, Danielle coordinates, he oversees all of the work that is God doing in mostly student-led ministries across the world. And so we are just excited to have him share today just from his walk with the Lord and his experience with so many different student ministries and work across the nation. So, Danielle, I would like to invite you and my Francophone friends, let's extend an Urbana welcome to him. So, yellow bienvenue.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Yeah. How are you guys? Doing well? I feel like bringing the heaven to earth. When Jesus will come, it will work another way around. But this time, we try to practice. And every time I have an opportunity to meet the international students, what comes in my mind is the privilege of being part of God's kingdom, coming from different countries, different nations, different backgrounds, different Christian denominations, and being able to gather like this. It's a real privilege. It's something we cannot easily achieve only by God's grace, only under Jesus' love. And it's such a great privilege to be part of this family of God, coming from different countries, different nations, and being able to serve the Lord in your capacity. Don't think you are too small. Don't think you are in a different situation. I remember my time as an international student. I started being an international student when I was 7. In primary school, when my parents moved out of Chad to Cameroon, and it was not an easy experience for me to move there, to change my school, to make new friends. The culture was completely different. It was quite challenging. And I never thought that was the best way the Lord started to prepare me for my life as a student worker. At that time, I could not identify myself as being prepared by God. Maybe today as well, being in this room, you may not think, you may not even think that you are part of God's plan, part of God's process of equipping you for the rest of the life, to impact the nations, to impact your country, to impact where you are living now. But this is often how God works with people. And being an international student is really a unique privilege to be equipped and prepared by God for His ministry. And this is why I want to encourage you guys not to think that you are here in the United States by chance. There is no chance with Christians. God always has a plan for us. And God has a specific plan for you as an international student. And He is already fulfilling His plan in your life. So it's really important for you to put yourself in God's perspective, in God's plan, allowing space for God to interrupt you, as we hear this morning during the Bible exposition, but also during our Bible studies. And that was the case. When I was 7, when my parents moved to Cameroon, I couldn't imagine this is part of God's plan. Then we went back to Chad. I'm from Chad. And at the end of my high school, I had a clear plan for my life. And what was the plan? I had a very big dream and clear dream. I said to my friends, I wanted to become a university professor at the age of 32. And in my country at that time, we have very few university professors. And my dream was, at the age of 32, I will have finished my PhD. I will have done some research, supervise the students, write several articles and papers, enabling me to be appointed as a full professor. And that was my plan. And I finished my high school, started the university, and after 3 months, that day of February 19, when we were sit in our classroom, we start hearing noises everywhere, seeing smoke, bombs has been thrown in our city. And that was the beginning of the civil war in our country. So the university was stopped. Everything was down. My dream was also down because I sat home for 2 years, not going to school, not going to the university. I tried to teach my younger brothers and sisters near my village, but the dream of becoming a university professor at the age of 32 was down. The best I could do was now to become a university professor at 34. And it was challenging for me. I was asking God, why is that? That was God's interruption in my life, enabling me to become seriously, consciously another international student. After 2 years at home, finally, I had an opportunity. I received a scholarship from the European Union to move out of the country and to go in Togo, in West Africa, to continue my studies. And then we arrived in Togo. Two of us were part of the IFES campus group we started in our university, and God moves us together. And when we went to Togo, that was a clear message from God to do something. So we brought our faith with us, and we started to develop the student ministry in Togo. And 4 months later, we organized the first camp, and around 40 students attended that camp. As international students, being able to contribute to rebuild the ministry in Togo. You know how God sometimes has a sense of humor using international students. And 3 years after, I have to move from Togo to Ivory Coast, Côte d'Ivoire, to continue my studies. This is just to share with you how God interrupted my life to be an international student. And you should not see yourself in United States by chance. Maybe God sent you here for a purpose, for a mission. It's for you to be open to the Lord and identify why God sent you here, why you are here in this country at this time, why your parents invested such amount of money to help paying your schools, your universities, why you have to leave them and come here to spend the rest of your life doing your studies. Maybe God has a purpose for you. He did for me. He interrupted my life through the war situation. It was not the best situation for the Lord to interrupt your life, but he did it for the good of myself, because of that, because of my investment in the student ministry, I get to have a better understanding of the student ministry. And when I finish my studies, when I finish my PhD, actually I did my PhD, I become a lecturer at the university, I become a researcher, then the Lord interrupted my life again. I was lecturing, I was doing the research, I enjoyed the research. By the way, you may not like my topic, my subject, because it's not attractive. I spend my life doing research on millipedes. So millipedes is my specialty, and I was among the less than 200 specialists in the world at that time. And do you know, by the way, the biggest millipedes in the world lived in California and Cuba? Do you have people from California here? Yes. And do you know how many legs that millipede has? 752 legs. So I challenge you to go back and found it and count the legs. Because that was my job as a lecturer and a researcher at the university. But God interrupted my life again. This time, not to serve as an international student, but to serve as an international staff in charge of students. I was asked to lead the ministry in 8 countries in West Africa, excluding my own country. And this is what I did until being called to this position of the General Secretary. What I want to say is, please be open to God. You are not an international student by chance. God has a purpose for your life. You are not here in the United States by chance. Maybe God has a message for you. God has a project, a wonderful project for your life. Be open to listen to God. And I want to challenge you, really, being here at this Urbana, don't go back home without taking time with the Lord, without spending time praying, asking God why I am here in the United States, why I am an international student. You may ask yourself, what can I do? I would like to share with you a few quick things. One, in my experience, the international students are the best missionaries in the world. They are the best missionaries in the world. Few examples. IFES ministry in North Africa, Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, Mauritania. That ministry started most of the time through international students. Because when they are moving from their countries to that place, very difficult place where the official missionaries have difficulties to move in, they take the gospel with them. And they share their lives with their friends. So they are impacting significantly the Muslim students in those places. I remember one student a few years back. She was 20. She came to me. She said, I am called to serve in Mauritania. And I say, you are crazy. And I try to discourage her. This morning, you remember Callisto said, the leaders come sometimes stop significant things. And she didn't listen to me. She moved to Mauritania. She said, I am a student in law. I will choose to go to Mauritania to do my study there, to be missionary in Mauritania. And she did. Few months after she arrived, she started the first Bible study group in Mauritania for the students. You see? And this is really a powerful example. And you here, you can impact this nation. You can bring in not only the gospel, but the values to share with the people in this country. Don't put yourself down or don't isolate yourself. Integrate the community because God sent you here with a clear purpose to impact this nation. And finally, how God can use you. He brought you here to be equipped, to be trained, to learn, and maybe to take you back to your country. So let yourself be open because God can bring you back. Now, I know of many people. I travel a lot. This year, I visited China. I visited South Korea. I can see the number of the international students who have been impacted during their lives as international students going back and equipping their churches, their nations, and bringing the gospel to their people. So God can help you to prepare yourself to be equipped and to go back with the gospel, to go back with the good news. And finally, when you are here, United States is a place where you have all kind of people coming here like you. When you look at some statistics, the last statistics, United States is the country who is hosting the many people coming from Saudi Arabia, from Iran, from India. They cannot hear the gospel in their places. And here, you are international student with them. You can easily build connection with them. Why not using this opportunity to serve God in a simple way, but in a deep way, because God is with you. God loves you, and God wants to bless you, and this is why he is challenging you to take part of what he is already doing in the United States. May God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle, for both the words of encouragement and the words of challenge. I see a theme emerging. Do you? Chai Ling's and Danielle's lives were interrupted. I don't know about you. I'm not particularly keen on interruptions. I get very nervous. I'm very task-oriented. I'm German. Even just walking last night, we walked to the dome. And we were a group with people from Eritrea and Sudan and America and Malaysia and Germany and what have you. And so we would move and then somebody would stop to take a picture. But what we see here is that both Chai Ling's and Danielle's life were interrupted for the better. And as I was listening to what Danielle shared, it's true, right? We are international students, and I'm a former international student. We're international students not by chance, not even because our parents sent here or because we want to get a degree in the United States. It almost sounds that getting a degree is just a bonus. It almost sounds like there is a different reason as to why God has us here and now in the U.S., as international students. And so today, let's just take a few minutes here to reflect and to just share with one other person about these things. How has God interrupted your life? How has God interrupted your life so far? Or if you had smooth sailing, tighten that seatbelt. You know, they tell you that in the plane. Do not worry, your wing is not on fire, but please do stay seated and tighten your seatbelt. So if God has not yet interrupted your life, do you get a sense of that he's up to something? Where is God speaking to you in a small or large way? So let's take, I will give for those of you who process internally, you think first and then you speak, which is preferable. I have problems with that. It's preferable. I will give you 2 minutes to think, and then we will take 4 minutes to just share with one other person.